Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Gimel Omad Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we had just begun yesterday Simen Kuf Samach, which deals with the halachos of water that is acceptable to do Netilas Yodayim. We left off at the very top line in the middle of Sif Beis. Sif Beis had begun yesterday telling us about if you had done work with water, that water is not good for Netilas Yodayim. And we had just said if you rinsed off utensils in the water that were dirty, that also is considered using the water for Netilas Yodayim. But if you put in new utensils or clean utensils, then that's not called doing work with the water that you're going to wash Netilas Yodayim, and that water remains good to do Netilas Yodayim. The Mechaber continues, V'imhitbil behem hanachtom ha-gluskin. If the baker had put inside this water gluskin. What are gluskin? So the Ramah says, Pirush, kikros lachem. These are like doughs of bread. Psulim. Then that also, since you're using the water to glisten or soak up these doughs of bread with water, so that also is called using the water, makes the water considered like wastewater, and it is psulim, it is not good to use for Netilas Yodayim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, however, avol im tova yodav b'mayim, if you put your hands into the water, v'toch pnei agluskim, and then you took out some water with your hands, that's on your hands when you remove them from the water, and you glisten or you put the water on the gluskin over here, that's not a problem. Or, alternately, oshechofen mehem b'chofdov, if you poured out with your filled up hands, you took out some water from the container, and you poured it on those gluskin, the water that remains, hamayim hanisharim, lo nasa b'malocha, it's not considered that the water that's behind there is considered to have had work done with it. Ulefikach sherim, and those waters remain good to do netilas yadayim, with the caveat, im lo nishtanu marein, as long as their appearance hasn't changed. As we had learned yesterday, if the appearance of the water changes, then there's a problem as well. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit explains, the tefilas yadayim l'chud lo havi melacha, just inserting your hands into that container doesn't ruin the water, and it doesn't make the water considered as if it's had work done to it. Likewise, vegan ein nimasim amayim, it doesn't make the water disgusting, betfilas yadayim, when you put your hands into that water, v'lochein lo havi kishovchem, and it doesn't turn it into wastewater, and it still remains good for netilas yadayim. V'yatim lo hayu hayadayim netulos, and this is true even if your hands weren't clean, lo nitmu hamayim b'nigyosan. The water is not considered made tame by your unclean hands going and being metame that water. Kilo lekame b'sif yud aleph, as we'll learn in a couple of days in sif yud aleph. And this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Sif katan tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, these gluskin, these pieces of dough, mine ugos, these are like cookies or little bulkalach, shala'achar arichos, and after you've arranged the dough, derech latuach b'nei b'mayim, the custom was to go and wet them to make them glisten with water. Sometimes you just take the dough and dip it into the water. And sometimes you just insert your hands in the water, and then with your wet hands you would go and wash, so to say, these gluskin, you would make them wet. Or if you actually pulled up a cup full of water with your hands, a handful of water, and you poured it on the gluskin. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Zu, vein tzarich lomar zu. He says it wasn't necessary to tell us this. If you could do this, then you certainly could do the other one as well. There's no chiddush over here in this. Sivkat nyudzayin, hanisharim, the water that's left behind in the barrel, bakli, in the container, avol. However, elo shebechofen, but the water that you took out, im toch ben pnei gluska, which you poured on the gluska, and then you collected this water, that water would be no good. Hare nasa ben melocha, and that water you couldn't wash until as you're dying with. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, v'hu adin mayim shanachto midiach yodo behen, min habotzek hadovik biyodav. The Ramah says the same thing is true, that you would be allowed to use waters that a baker had stuck his hands into in order to get the botzek, the dough, off his hands, that's attached to his hands, so he rinses off his hands in the water. That's also not called having had done work with this water. The water remains kosher for Netilas Yodayim. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkat Yudches, the stam yodayim ha'os can be so nikiyim, because chances are that his hands were clean because he's dealing with the dough over here. They ain't behem lichluk. They don't have a lot of guk, a lot of dirt on them. The heavy kadochas kelim mudochim dila'el. And this would be similar to what we brought down at the very end of yesterday's year, which I said at the very top of today's year, that if you're inserting into a vessel new kelim or already clean kelim, that doesn't consider that you're using the water in those kelim to clean them off. So too, if your hands are considered clean, if you put them in the water, even though there is some dough on them, that's not considered using the water. And just because it's getting a little bit of the dough off your hands, that's not called considering doing work. And the reason is because you didn't really need to rinse him. You could have just picked off the little pieces of dough from your hand. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Taz disagrees with this. V'taz cholik al din zeh. The Taz says no. And he brings down v'ochiyach the Rambam sirulei the choshev zos melacha gmur. He says no. The Rambam holds that this is in fact melacha. The meidiach yodim in abatzik. When you go and rinse off the dough from your hands, that's considered melacha. The chen pasuk rashal. The marshal says the same thing. And in fact, the kain iskimu shari achron. He brings down many achron who agree with this. And the Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot and Chof Gimel in the Shaar HaTzion says this includes the Elya Rabba, the Derech HaChaim, the Graz, and the Chayyadam, and others as well. The issue for number 25 points out that the earlier statement in the Mishnah Berurah that Stam Yudayim that are dealing with a dough are probably clean and not dirty, he says, Im Hayu Yadav Miluchlachos, if your hands were dirty and you rinsed them in this water in order to clean them off, then the water would be possible. And he brings down Shafilu Lo Hayu Yadav Miluchlachos Mamish, even though they weren't definitely dirty, Mikol Makom, Koshi Yishlo Tzorich Lanakosu Machmash Shenogu B'mokom Atinofes, because you touched yourself in various parts of your body that are dirty, and then you put them into the water, that's considered this if you made this water now wastewater, it's shovchin, and you can't use it for netilas yadayim. And he adds from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shafilu imshich shechrach etzbo aktana b'mayim. Even if you just put one little finger into the water in order to clean it off, all of the water becomes no good. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, Haritz nosan levnei adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the world to use for ourselves. And the Chazon Ish goes so far as to say, Mashma, Im kain, sha'af shimachnis l'sol chamayim es yodav hamuluchlochus, even if your hands are dirty and you put them into the water, ain't enough gomim, that's not called the pagam, and you still could use it for the tilas yadayim. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, mayim shalufnei hanapach, if you have over here water in front of a blacksmith, that he goes and sticks his hot utensils into that water. Sa'af apishalun ishtanam mariyam psulin, even though the water hasn't changed any appearance, you're just putting in a very hot piece of metal, it's not going to change the color of the water. Nevertheless, that's considered that the water did work on it, and those waters are possible now to use for netilas yadayim. Why? B'nei shebi aduash and asab hem melacha, because we know for a fact that that water had melacha done to it. What melacha? Dahinu shekiba ben mabazel. It cooled off the iron that you put into that water. Likewise, v'lishnei hasapar, if you have water in front of a barber, here, im nishtanu mareim psulim, here, if the water changed colors, whatever the barber is doing, that he's going to make the waters change colors when he sticks something into that water, so then the water becomes pasul. However, v'im lav, if it hasn't changed color or appearance, then the water, it remains good, it's ksherim for netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nitetz, shemediach shom lefomim klei melachto kadomer, the barber sticks his scissors or his combs or whatever it is into that water to clean it off from the hair, and as long as it doesn't change the appearance of the water, it's okay. There is no guarantee that he did put something in there that's going to dirty up the waters and make that it did work. And therefore, when you don't know for certain, lochein ksherim yisofik, as we'll explain in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mayim sheshasu mehem tarnagolim. If you have water that was drunk by a chicken, you have the water in utensil you're going to do netilas yadayim with, and a chicken comes along and drinks from that water. Oh, shalokak mehem akelef, or a dog went and lapped up that water. The Ramah inserts over here in between, what is the perish of lokak? Pirish, shesias akelef nikra lakika, that when a dog laps up water, that's called lokak. So the word lokak is specifically used for a dog. So he says, if you have either a chicken or a dog that drinks water, yesh mi shaposel, there is an opinion that says that that water now is pasul for netilas yadayim. However, the Mechaber concludes, v'ein dvar v'niri, I disagree with that opinion. The Mishnah Berurah will explain what their thinking was and why the Mechaber disagrees with it. However, the Mechaber therefore says, ela bein be'elu, bein b'kol shar behema, the Mechaber concludes it doesn't make a difference. Not only the tarnagol, not only a dog, but any animal or bird that drinks from this water, it doesn't possible it. It's not called having work done with that water, and one can still use that water for netilas yadayim. Now let's understand this better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chaf. He says a tarnagol that drinks from the water, because lefi hamavur beveisosif, as the Beis Sofer explains, lav davke elu doesn't only mean a chicken, and luadin b'chol behemachayev ov. Chutz miyona. He says the same thing would be true for all birds or animals or creatures with the exception of a yona. So this is a generic rule that he first brings down as the first opinion that says that it's no good. These waters are possled by any animal or bird drinking from them. And he says, in Sivkot and Chafalef, yesh mi shepol. So there is an opinion that brings down that this now ruins the water. Why? Dimedaminon lemayim shel paras chatas. Because this is equated to the waters that you make the paraduma ashes mixed with water. Then if solim bishusias behemachayv of, and there the Gemara tells us that if an animal, bird, or creature were to drink from these waters, they would become pasul for paradumo chatus water. With one exception, again, chutz miyona, because the way the bird drinks, the yona drinks, the Gemara says that it drinks in a very neat sort of a way, that none of the water flows back out of its mouth back into the water. So it just takes out, but it doesn't put any back in, no saliva, and water comes back from its mouth. So the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, some explain that the reason is because this is called having had work done to the water when an animal or creature drinks from it. When they lift up their head from the water, some of the water drips back down. And this water is considered to have had work done to it because it was drunk from. And then when it falls back into the container, it passes all the water. And therefore, he equates this to Netilas Yadayim as well, that it is no good. It's considered as if it had done water to it, just like the para, water of the Parah Aduma. However, then the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chav Beis quotes the Mechaber, who says, "Ve'ein dvar of Nirin." I disagree with this opinion, the Mechaber said. Why? The davko beparas chatos nifselis melacha kodu. Only by the paraduma waters do we say that any small little melacha passes the paraduma waters. Gam de kol rishon in sfirulu delo chashi melacha gam beparas chatos. And in fact, the reason isn't because of work. Even by the paraduma, it's not a din of work. In fact, the reason why the paraduma is ruined by these animals drinking it is for different reasons, various different reasons that have nothing to do with our inyan over here of netilas yadayim. Furthermore, besides this, this wouldn't ruin all the waters there, because you would say the little bit that dripped back in from the animal's mouth, then is because you have so much more water here, it would nullify the little bit of water that dripped back into it. So therefore, he says that the Mechaber holds that this is not a valid reason, and in fact the water remains good. And he says in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, it doesn't make a difference whether you're dealing with a chicken or whether you're dealing with a dog or any other animal. It's okay. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down here in Sifkat Chav Gimel, the Achronim Chilku Binyan Zeh. Here, the rabbis already in the Achronim are in disagreement. The Betarne Golim, the Chayim Bishar Chayos Vofos, by the chicken and by other animals and birds, Kisheirim, the water is good. Kedasa Mechaber V'chanal. You can pass in like the opinion the Mechaber says that we're not concerned about it. However, avol b'shisias kelev, the chazir, but in the drinking, the lapping up of the dog or of the pig, then it is possible for netilas yadayim. Why? Mishumias, because it's disgusting. Dimimosem amayim mishisiyah, v'nasu kishofchim, because when a dog or a pig drinks from it, it makes the water disgusting, it makes the water like wastewater, and therefore it is possible for netilas yadayim. Issue footnote number 26 brings down the same thing would apply if a donkey or a horse or other non-kosher species would drink this water. The Kafa Chaim brings down, they also make it disgusting, and since a person wouldn't drink it after that, it's considered like wastewater, and therefore it's no good. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, it's not possible here because of Mius. It's not disgusting, because it's still royal Shasias Behema, so it's not disgusting for the Behema. He says, Kivan Shiragilos Lito Bimayim, Yosem Revius. He says, normally you pull out from this water more than a revius. Therefore, Bishar Behema Vachaya, Shinozel Mipim, Rak Maat Mayim, En Kachasha, Shema En Revius Mayim, Kshem Chutz, Miamayim Shinothumiham. This container has more than a revius in it. So when the other animals drink, they only take out a little bit, and therefore it's not a problem that if anything drips back, there'll be at least a revius to nullify it. But when a dog drinks, it laps and laps and laps up a lot, and the same thing would be by a pig or a cats or mice, he says, so the Kafa Chaim brings down that they also are malakik, and therefore there's a lot of water that flows back from their mouth back into the container, and here there's no guarantee that you'll have a revius left to be mavato, so to say, all the water that drips back out of their mouth. He points out as well that Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah that we'll learn shortly, that Mayim Psulim Mashlim L'Revius. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you have a combination of Mayim Psulim and good waters, it can combine for Revius. The Chazon Ish doesn't hold like that. Then he brings down further in the footnote, he says, what about water that was in the bathroom? So he brings down the Das Torah, Shelechatchila lo yitomehim yodav. You shouldn't use water that was from the bathroom because it's also disgusting. However, he brings down many others, the Chazon Ish, the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Ozner, Oz Atzal, Bahadol, Menchayim, Lachayim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, that this is not considered a psul just because it was in the Beis HaKisei. We'll actually discuss what about washing your hands in the bathroom in Simon Kuf Samach Beis. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah who quotes the Chayyadim. Ubechayyadim kosav. Bottom line is, if it's under extenuating circumstances, you can use these waters for the Netilas Yadayim if any animal or bird drank from them. However, imshasa mehem nachash, except for a snake, ain't nolad mehem liyodayim, because that's considered a danger already that the snake put poison in there. What about if you have uncovered waters, which the concern at the times of the Gemara was that maybe a snake came, but nowadays we're not concerned about that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ein choshishim u'idna l'shema shoso mehem l'nochosh." We're not concerned over here that maybe a snake came and drank from it. The Ein Mitzuyim, because nowadays we don't have snakes coming around and drinking from open containers. He says, "Va'af mi shenizor mizelishtia." There are people that are nizor from this and don't drink open waters. Le'inyan netila ein lahachmer. In regards to netila sidayim, it's not necessary to be machmer. Even if you are machmer not to drink it, for netila sidayim, one doesn't have to be machmer. However, the issue footnote number 27 brings down various gedolim that were in fact machmer to not do netila sidayim as well. Mishabur continues and he says, "Mayim pesulim shenisarvu b'mayim sherim." If you have a mixture over here of water that is possible for netilas sidayim, mixing with water that is kosher netilas sidayim, so then b'teilin b'miyutan u'mashlim mafilu revius. Then this is the din I pointed out that the Chazon Ish disagrees with. The Mishabur here says that it is batel against the larger amount of water that's kosher, and in fact, let's say you have 2/3 of a revius that's kosher, and 1/3 of revius that's possible. And together you have now a revius of water, so he says you can combine the two. As long as, and lo nishtana mareim, as long as the appearance hasn't changed. The issue number 28 brings down that you could even lechatchila mix the water that is possible for netilas sidayim with the water that is kosher for netilas sidayim. It's not a problem of avatlan isu lechatchila. Look in the issue foot number 28 for all of the reasons behind this. We go to Sif Hay now. The Mechaber writes, "Ein melacha poselas alamayim shuvim." This whole concept that we've been talking about, that work ruins the water for netilas sidayim, is only talking about when it was drawn water that was put into the container. And this is true whether the container bein shem bechli, whether the water is put into a container bein shem bekarko, or whether it's put into a cistern or some sort of a bar in the ground, not into a utensil. If it's drawn water, then melacha can ruin it. However, avol lo b'mei mikvah, but this din doesn't apply when you're dealing with waters in a mikvah that wasn't Mayim she'uvim, it was rainwater. Oh, certainly, mayim ba'odim chubarim, or when it's waters that were attached still to the spring that they're flowing from. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Chavdalad. Pirish. Afilu hayu b'shas melacha u'nocha mekarka. Even at the time that you did the work with it, it was the water was in the ground, this mayim she'uvim over here. Kivan shayu she'uvim mitchila melacha posela. Since, even though now it's in the ground, but since the water is she'uvim, so if you did work with it, it is going to possel that, and not let you do netilas sidayim with it. However, avol kishasu melacha b'hem b'mechuber, but if you did melacha with it when it was attached to the ground, k'sherim netilas sidayim b'tolish, if you then take it out from the ground, then you'd be allowed to go and do netilas sidayim. Sivkat and Chafhei, the Mishnah Berurah says that these dinim of melacha don't apply to a mikvah and don't apply to a mayan. So he says, "Kol zeh le'inyan asiyas melacha." This is in regards to whether melacha ruins it. However, avol le'inyan inifsulu mishiyas behema, but if the water has become so non potable that it wouldn't even be drunk by an animal, so then there is no difference. Ein chiluk bein shuvim lemei mikvah upsulim. He brings down from the Taz that here it then doesn't make any difference whether it was mayim shuvim or was mikvah water. It is not good if it's not even able to be drunk by an animal. And he says, this is v'chol zeh le'inyan lishov b'chli mayim mimei hamikvah l'netilas sidayim. This is true if you're taking in a utensil, you're dipping your washing cup into the mikvah to take out the water to do netilas sidayim. Then this din applies. Avol, however, lahat bo yod b'hamikvah gufa, but to insert and tovel your hands into the mikvah itself, mutu apazeh, this would be true even if the water is no longer roi l'achilas kelep. Well, inyan shinin ma'ara, in regards to whether a change in appearance in the mikvah is significant enough to pasul it, so then look in the Mishnah Berurah that we discussed yesterday in Sivkat and Dalet for these dinim. Mechaber in Sivvav writes, chameh ha'or, water that was heated up by a fire, note l'mehem l'yadayim, you are allowed to use such hot water to wash your hands, afilu hen chabim shayatsu leathers, even if they're so hot that it would actually be called yatsu leathers, your hand would be burned from it. What does this mean? How hot is this temperature? So the Rama explains, pirush, shekol shekreso shaltinuch nichvehemenu. If a baby were to have its belly touch these waters, the baby's belly would become burned, so then this is called shayatsu leathers behem. And such waters, the Mechaber says, are good to do netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavav explains, that you withdraw your hand from it so it doesn't get burned, that's the temperature. In reality, this is somewhere around 110 degrees or so. Sivkot and Chavzai in the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'yesh machmirim b'yatzur letters b'am. There are those that say, no, if the water is hot enough, not like the Mechaber, if the water is hot enough to be yatzur letters b'am, you shouldn't wash your hands in such water until you're dying. Then he says, V'kosuach ronim, he brings this down in Sivkot Lamed Hei in the Sharet Zion, in the name of the Chayodim and the El Yerabah, de'be'ein lo mayim acherim ein lachmerzeh. If that's the only water that you have, this water that's yatzur letters b'am, and you want to wash your hands until you die, that water, you can't wait till it cools off, so then you'd be allowed to. Why? Because we technically paskin over here like the Shulchan Aruch, who says that the chame yaur, the hot water, is perfectly good to do it until you die. And if it's lukewarm water, then everybody agrees that that's absolutely permissible. This is based upon the Gemara. Now, if the water was hot originally, then it's done, but it cooled off, the nasu poshim, and now it's lukewarm. So the water originally was 120 degrees, and you let it cool off, and now it's 85 degrees, gam kin mutter. This is also perfectly good to use l'chatchila. Well, if he's there, therefore, in ein lo mayim acherim, if a person has no other waters to wash his hands until he's dying with, except for this water that's 120 degrees, and it's the only water that's available to him. So, yira lahamtim at achi itstanu b'miktsos. He should, if possible, wait till it cools off a little bit. Shloye yatzul letis ben. So the water won't be so hot that it would burn his hand. He won't withdraw his hand from it. And this way, v'yemutu l'kuliyama. And this way, all the poskim would say that's perfectly good, because if the water was originally hot and now it's cooler, it's lukewarm, there is no problem with that. Even the chachila, it's perfectly good. This concludes today's shiur.